بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافية صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا.
Those who have not copies, you can take it from those cupboards there. Keep some out there, they can take it. Page 11, number 3.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abadika wa rasulika wa salli ala al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minati wal-muslimin wal-muslimat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمتي. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
These are all Mubarak nights. There's no such thing as a person had some kind of a feeling on the 21st, so finish. That's the end of Laylatul Qadr. Every night is Mubarak. And every odd night, the person must try and exert himself to whatever extent possible. We don't say he must go beyond the limits, but at least to do a little more than what he does in other nights of Ramadan. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the hadiths of authentic kitabs, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's experiences of Laylatul Qadr and the different reports. Somebody spoke about Laylatul Qadr on the 21st, someone spoke about it on the 24th, someone said 23rd, someone said 25th, 27th, 29th. But even those years when where we get the reports of Laylatul Qadr being on the 21st or 23rd because of the experience that they had, but we will never find any Sahabi or even Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stating or saying that Alhamdulillah we had one very good experience, so now all go and relax. They went on till the last night. And sometimes it is the fragrant smell which is coming from a distance. It hasn't as yet arrived, but the fragrance is already coming through. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, sent the garment, his garment. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam was far away, and he said, I'm smelling the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salatu. And yet when he was right there in the well, Allah Ta'ala didn't want him to smell that fragrance. But from a distance now he's getting that fragrant smell. So sometimes that experience is of Laylatul Qadr which is coming, but the person is getting already the enjoyment of that Laylatul Qadr in the earlier nights. And sometimes even though it may be Laylatul Qadr on that particular night, the 21st, 23rd, whatever it was, but the remaining nights also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases sometimes that experience. So even if a person gets no real experience, then nothing. There's no such thing as you have to have some kind of a unique experience. It's not necessary. Every person does not get that. But if a person is in ibadat, he's in zikr, tilawat, or he's in atikaf, he's in the masjid, or even at home, the person made his isha namaz with jamaat, made his tarawih, made a little bit of tilawat and went to sleep and got up again for tahajjud and came way back for fajr salat with jamaat, then inshallah he will get Laylatul Qadr. Even though he's sleeping, he'll get Laylatul Qadr. If a person goes to Arafat, in Hajj Arafat, to be present on Arafat is farz. Even for a little while, a person has to be present on Arafat. It is one of the farais of Hajj, arkans of Hajj. If a person doesn't go to Arafat, then his Hajj is not valid, even though he did everything else. So those people who are unconscious, they are in a state of coma in hospital. They went for Hajj, met up with an accident and landed in a hospital, they are in coma. So for those people also an arrangement is made. They put them in an ambulance and they just take them through Arafat and bring them back. Thereafter they will give dham for not having been able to fulfill other wajibats. But the thing is that their Arafat, they make them complete it. So the person is fast asleep, is unconscious, he doesn't even know he went to Arafat, and we say his Hajj is valid. So in the same way, the person who is in i'tikaf, the person who has put himself at the door of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or he has fulfilled the necessary conditions that he made his Isha Salat with Jamaat for the men folk, the ladies, they made it at home. And this person also after that, he made a little bit of tilawat, ibadat, dua, zikr, and then went home and slept and again got up for fajr and or sehri and made sehri and then came away back. So that night, the part of the night which he was sleeping also, he gets the sawab of ibadat. And he will get Laylatul Qadr. Now in that sleep, he's not going to experience Laylatul Qadr. In that sleep, what special experience he's going to have? Probably in that sleep he might dream of being in chains and somebody whipping him and him screaming and shouting. But he's getting Laylatul Qadr. So his experience was that he got a good hiding in his dream, but he still got Laylatul Qadr. So Laylatul Qadr is a different kinds of experience. But generally on that night, the hearts melt, the tears roll, the person regrets over his sins, he gets that nadamat and shame. And when he is making his zikr, tilawat, ibadat, there is suddenly a kind of a feeling that overcomes him, where he cannot control his emotions. Now those feelings certain people experience. But we must never be disappointed. Lots of people, they say, but I tried everything in the month of Ramadan, and a whole month I made i'tikaf and I didn't get that. So even if the whole month you didn't get any other experience, is that too little what Allah Ta'ala blessed you with, to be sitting in i'tikaf for the whole month, if the person said. As Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi, one person stayed with him for 10 years. And after that he says, Hazrat, I'm going now because I didn't see any karamat. 10 years I stayed with you and I didn't see any karamat of yours. So probably he thought that Junaid Baghdadi every now and again will fly in the air without wings. So he was waiting for some karamat like that, I think. But he didn't see anything like that happening. So he said, I didn't see any karamat, so therefore I'm going. They said, in the 10 years, did you see me doing anything against the sunnah? Khilaf a sunnah, against the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did you see me doing anything? They said, no, Hazrat, that I didn't see. So he said, what bigger karamat are you looking for? Are you looking for some bigger karamat than that? The 10 years you lived with me and you didn't find me doing anything against the sunnah. We miss out faraiz, we indulge in sins, and here this wali of Allah Ta'ala is not even missing out on the sunnats and adab and mustahabbat. So he said, did you see me missing out on anything? He says, no, I didn't. He said, then what bigger karamat you are looking for? So in the same way, this person who has been blessed with the tawfiq of making ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and is restraining himself from haram, so what other experience is looking for? That itself is a karamat. In these days, that itself is wilayat. That if a person stays away from haram, he makes sincere tawbah from haram, he fulfills the rights of everybody, he repays to whomsoever whatever is due, if it's anything stolen or anything, he returns the property, and then he restrains himself from haram and accidental sins, he makes plenty of tawbah and istighfar, and he fulfills his ahkam, the faraiz, the wajibat, the sunnats, and he makes amar bil maruf, nahi anil munkar, is a wali of the time. What more does a person want? So those people who are in search of some kind of karamat, then sometimes they get disappointed and they think that 3 years, 5 years, 10 years I'm making i'tikaf, I didn't get an experience. So what else do you want? That you were in the masjid, you must have got Laylatul Qadr. If 10 years that person was making i'tikaf and every year he was there for the 10 nights, then how can you be deprived of Laylatul Qadr? Sometimes a person gets a thing but is not aware that I have got it. Sometimes a person, he gets some gift but he doesn't know that he got that gift. He is not aware of the value of that gift, or he is not yet in that stage or state that he can appreciate what gift he got. For example, a child, small child of 3 years or 4 years of age. Now the father died and he inherited 1 million. So one check was made out of 1 million in the name of this child for depositing in his trust fund. But while this check was made, so now the child was told that there's a check, you have inherited $1 million. Then another person comes there and shows the child a toffee or chocolate worth a few rands. So now if the child is asked that what would you prefer from these two, this paper here or this chocolate, they'll say, no, you'd rather give me the chocolate. So the child has inherited 1 million but doesn't appreciate that 1 million because he doesn't understand what that 1 million is all about. To the child, that is paper, and that paper doesn't look so attractive to. The chocolate paper looks more attractive, so the child goes for the chocolate. But it has attained something. Now when the child will grow up, then it will realize that what a mistake he made, that he gave the check away and took chocolate instead. Then he will say, what a fool I was. So that's why sometimes a person gets that Laylatul Qadr, he gets certain ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, but he can't appreciate it because he hasn't as yet reached those stages of appreciation. When the hearts will become purified, then that person will sense it. So whatever has gone is gone, what days are gone and the time is gone, we can't bring it back. Not a single second we can bring back. That's why I always say that there is no such thing as present. Because the present goes away to the past. As we talk, the present is gone to the past. The past is past. But before you even speak, that second is gone. So where is that second gone? It's gone to the past. And the future is unknown. So the past is gone. There's no present, and the future is unknown. And every day we hear of janazas, janazas, janazas. So it's a golden opportunity. Whatever you can do in the last few nights and days, then make the best of it. During the day also rest a little, but then engage yourself more in tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Try and read as many paras as you can. And diversify the ibadah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, so you don't get tired. And then rest also. And then inshallah you will get Laylatul Qadr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with the rahmat and the barakat of the Mubarak nights. Whatever is remaining, may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating. So we'll just have a short zikr and we'll make dua inshallah. The past 2-3 nights now we are reading this Yaar Rahe Yaar Ab Tu Mera.
Yaar Rahe Yaar Ab Tu Mera Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu. Yaar Rahe Yaar Ab Tu Mera Aur Main Tera Yaar Rahu. Mujhko faqat tujh se ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahun. Har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka, tera magar hoshyar rahun. Ab to rahe bas taadam-e aakhir, wird-e-zubaan ae mere ilah. لا إله إلا الله 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 تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 دونوں جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگی جنوں انسوں حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون و مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوا اے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے یاد میں تیری سب کو بھلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد صبح اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ ilaha illallah. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula meri madad kar chahta hu main teri pana. Mujhsa khalq mein koi nahi go bad kirdaar na masiya. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare guna. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare guna. Ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir virde subah hai mere ila. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarak wa sallim. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akrabin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin. Hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our sins. Ey mere Rahim Allah, mere Kareem Allah, mere Sattar Ghaffar Allah. Ey mere bakhshne wale Allah, mere maaf karne wale Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our sins. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. But oh Allah, we are extending this begging bowl before you. We are begging for our forgiveness, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have acknowledged you as our Rabb, as our Khaliq, as our Malik. Ya Allah, we have believed in you as a forgiving Allah. We have believed in you as the most merciful, forgiving, compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat and drink and wear. Mere Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, he would have destroyed us by now because of our sins. Ey mere Allah, how loving and caring you are, how forgiving you are. Ya Allah, we know that we made use of all your bounties for your disobedience. Ey Allah, we used all your bounties for your disobedience. Oh Allah, the great ni'mat of sight we used for your disobedience. Ya Allah, your bounty of hearing we used for your disobedience. The bounty of speech we used for your disobedience. Ah, very Allah, there are so many people who are in hospitals. They are paralyzed. Oh Allah, they cannot walk. They cannot move. But we took no lessons from them. Very Allah, you blessed us with health, you blessed us with wealth, you blessed us with everything, and we used it for your disobedience. Very Allah, but we are ashamed of whatever we have done. In this Mubarak night of Ramadan, O Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. میرے اللہ ہماری مغفرت کر دے. اے اللہ forgive our parents, forgive our children, forgive our wives, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے اللہ پوری امت آج پریشان حال ہے, اے اللہ امت کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, امت کے حال کے اوپر رحم فرما. اے اللہ have mercy on the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ forgive the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ remove the difficulties of the امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Oh my beloved Allah, find a way out for the امت of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. اے اللہ assist them and help them as you help the صحابہ کرام. اے اللہ we know that we are extremely weak. Oh my beloved Allah, we are not asking and begging. Oh my beloved Allah, on the basis of our ibadat or zikr or tilawat or piety or taqwa. Ay Allah, we are presenting to you nothing but oceans of sins. We are presenting before you our mountains of sins. But oh Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from heaven, oh Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then too, oh my Allah, your maghfirat is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Mere Allah, hum jaise bhi hai bande tere. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, khatakar hai, mujrim hai. Ka sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. Oh Allah, whether we go east or west, north or south, down the ocean or above the heavens, it is your kingdom. We cannot escape your sight and might. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy upon us. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Ya Allah, give us a heart that is filled with contentment. Give us a heart that is filled with zuhad. Give us a heart that is filled with shukr. Ya Allah, bless us with a heart that is filled with the noor of taqwa. Bless us with a heart that is filled with the noor of tilawat. Ya Allah, take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us, oh my beloved Allah, from the road that leads to the fire of hell. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan. Distance us from the road that leads to our nafs. Mere Allah, nafs aur shaitan dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. یا اللہ, we want your protection. Oh Allah, we want your protection. Ya Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Mere Allah, become ours and make us yours. If you become ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Ya Allah, jo kuch tooti puti ibadatein hui usko qubool farma. Hamare rozon ko qubool farma. Hamare rozon ko qubool farma. Tilawat ko qubool farma. Zikr ko qubool farma. Ibadat ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, we haven't been able to do justice to this Mubarak days and nights. Ey Allah, hamara bahut sa waqt ghaflat ke andar guzar gaya. Most of our time was wasted in negligence and futile activities. But oh my beloved Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hawara nahi. Mere Allah, purify, clean our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. All the filth that has embedded itself in our hearts, oh Allah, remove them. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Remove our spiritual and physical ailments. Ya Allah, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zaroor. Marizon ki shifa lekin tere dast ke kudrat ke andar hai. Ya Allah, the cure is in your hands. Ya Allah, we are asking you for complete cure from all ailments and diseases and sicknesses. Those who have financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their financial difficulties and problems. Oh Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy. Oh Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with righteous and pious marriage partners who will be a protection for their deen and an assistance in their deen. Ey mere Allah, And those who are married, bless them with happiness in their marriage. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with hidayat, O my beloved Allah. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their own obstinacy, then, O my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. May Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash, O Allah. Cause the military ships to sink, O Allah. Ay, mere pyare Khuda, shake the ground beneath the feet of their forces. O my Allah, create division and disunity in the ranks. Allah, give assistance and help to the Mujahideen of Islam. Allah, tere farishton ke zariye se unki madad aur nusrat farma. Allah, the days which are gone, the days which are remaining, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you. Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a casino, in drugs. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. All the deeni works and activities which are taking place, O Allah, accept them. Jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sabko qubool farma. Dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasneef wa taalif ki mehnat qubool farma. Ay Allah, those who are going for hajj umras, accept their hajj and umras. Bless them with maqbool and mabroor hajj and umras. Ay mere pyare khuda, حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت پر رحم فرما. کشمیر میں, چچنیا, بوسنیا, افغانستان, پیلسٹائن, اے اللہ ان تمام جگہ پر مسلمان جو پریشان ہے, اے اللہ تیرے فضل و کرم سے ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ. Now make sure that you either go and rest or engage yourself in individual silent ibadat. And those young children or boys who were playing football last night outside at 2 o'clock in the morning, you must understand that this is not an acceptable thing. We are disturbing the whole neighborhood. The parents of those children must take care that they are in the masjid. What is the sense if they come to the masjid and they go and play football outside and make a din there and disturb the whole neighborhood? But you can't even say anything to anybody these days. So with muhabbat and if you are explained to them that either they engage themselves in ibadat here or sleep, or go home, take the bedding and go home, and let them be under the care of their parents. But to come to the masjid and then engage in such kind of activities is definitely not acceptable. So tonight, if anyone is playing outside, then definitely he will be told to take his bedding and go away home. Last year also we had the same problem, because they are seen here only once a year during this i'tikaf time, and they come for no other purpose but just to play. So those little children, let them stay at home. Why create the impression they've gone for i'tikaf? We know they can't make i'tikaf. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give everybody hidayat. So let there be silence in the masjid now. Engage in individual ibadat or sleep, rest. Tomorrow is Jummah too, and as I said, but again it's the 25th night too. So let's get a little fresh. This morning you can get up a little late, make your tahajjud salat and make your own zikr. And those who can stay awake, then alhamdulillah, stay awake and engage yourself silently. But no talking, and don't make any kind of disturbance for others. So those young boys who were sleeping in that corner right at the back there and just talking, and some of them seem to play outside, some of you who are senior here must make sure that they don't do that tonight, and also tomorrow and for the rest of the day nights. Otherwise get the names whose children they are and inform the parents that please take your children home, because we don't want complaint from all the neighbors here. That what kind of Muslim community this is, 3 o'clock in the morning they play football outside. If somebody does that outside our house, we'll really like it.
So we must take into consideration the rights of others. That is Islam, that is Deen.